Just as we end with today's celebration of this Mass, Passiontide, so too this evening with Vespers, the first Vespers of Palm Sunday, begins Holy Week. A remarkable and tremendous week. When we relive through the sacred liturgy of Holy Mother the Church, all the events that have to do with our salvation. And of course, our Lord, oftentimes, as we see in this gospel of today, he receives messages from God, the Father, in heaven, that people are able to hear somewhat. And he always tells the people, it is for your sake that he has spoken, not for my sake. And of course, for his sake, it was unnecessary. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are always totally, completely united and with each other. Of course, we have that wonderful dogma of divine perichoresis, that the three persons of the Trinity are never, ever, ever separated, not in the tabernacle, not on the cross, on Calvary, nowhere. And so, everything that happens in regards to God in heaven happens for our sake. And so too these words, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. What a remarkable gift from God for all of us that he glorifies his Son. And of course, the glorification comes through much pain and suffering. We begin a week in which there is pain and suffering. And some of us, some more than others, are called upon to suffer these things, to undergo these things. And of course, there is a reason why Holy Mother the Church, in her divine liturgy, makes it deliberately difficult. It is long, longer than ever. There are many, many different ceremonies that have to be remembered and carried out. And of course, for some of us, particularly me, when it doesn't happen right, it is very frustrating. It is a cause of suffering. But even in the best of times, it is a moment in which the length of it, because of our human weakness, makes it more difficult. And so we are able to join, therefore, in the suffering of Christ. And so, therefore, it is not a time to complain. It is a time to rejoice that God has called us to himself, that God has given us this particular gift of sharing in his passion. And so we begin already this morning, and we begin tomorrow with our Lord's glorious entrance into Jerusalem as the King of Israel. And it was part of the coronation rite of the King of Israel, the King of Jerusalem, who he was perfectly. The others were foreshadowings of him. He is the real King of Israel, of Jerusalem, the Prince of Peace. That he should ride upon the ass into Jerusalem, the colt of an ass, and be acclaimed as the Son of God. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so today we prepare already for this wondrous gift of the life-giving mysteries of Christ. In addition, today we celebrate the first Saturday of the month of April. And so for us here in this shrine, it is a day when we can receive a plenary indulgence according to the law of the Church. And, of course, today we also celebrate three births, three adults who shall be received for the first time in their lives into the mystical body of Christ. And we also celebrate with the Lasseur family, with the birth of a little girl, Matilda Jane Lazur, who will be baptized hopefully 2 weeks from today. And we give thanks to God for all the other babies that are in the wombs of some of you ladies. And I know who you are. But unfortunately, it's not those who are over 70. We don't have that kind of miracles yet here. We have a miracle of life, though. The miracle of life, which we celebrate. And so today, as we venerate Our Lady of Fatima, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we also honor and worship and give adoration to her divine Son, Jesus Christ, in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.